The Zero Waste movement is making waves through Cork by community groups aiming to reduce or eliminate waste through repairing what we have, reducing what we need, and refusing what we don't need. We've heard from these groups in former episodes, but today we're looking at Cork food company Oh My Goodness, who created a side project to reduce food waste completely. The Cork Urban Soil Project was set up in 2019 to take food scraps from the community and businesses and instead turning it into soil. It's the first of its kind in Ireland. I spoke to co-founder Virginia O'Hara on what inspired the project.
The Cork Urban Soil Project we call CUSP. This concept started, I'd say in 2017 in a field in a festival called Body and Soul, where quite a few folks were working with a project called Food on Board. The concept was people would come into our area, they would go to one of the small craft producers of food, they would get a board to eat on, so we didn't have any kind of compostable even or throwaway plates. These were reusable plates, and they would order their food, and whatever they ate was great, and whatever they didn't, they had to compost. We had a biodigester on site, an aerobic biodigester. So people were forced to see what food waste looks like and then deal with it. And whatever food they didn't eat, they had to scrape into the biodigester, and then they had to wash their own damn plate, and then they would hang it on these boards to dry. And it was great. We had a plastic-free zone where everything was either compostable or reusable for the weekend. And we figured, you know what, if we can do this with thousands of strangers in a muddy field in the middle of Body and Soul, why can't we do that in Cork City?
CUSP sourced a biodigester to break down all the food from the business. It takes up to 900 kgs of food every week and breaks down enough food for the equivalent of 100 families. How does this help the environment? Well, it prevents methane emissions in landfill and the transport emissions of the waste which otherwise goes to the Netherlands or Sweden for incineration.
It's basically just like compost on steroids. It's a machine that has two compartments and an auger. So in the first compartment, it's like a ruminant species digester. So in the first compartment, we put all of our food waste. And then you need nitrogen and you need carbon to make really good compost. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our cardboard boxes go in there and our to-go equipment that's, you know, mostly made of cardboard. But it just wasn't enough. You need a lot of carbon to make good compost. So here we are in the Marina Commercial Park where our kitchen is and our biodigester is located. And just behind us, the Franciscan Well brew their beer. Yeah. And they had literally billions of beer mats left over. So we use those beer mats as our carbon source, and we were able to measure amounts of nitrogen and carbon going in there to make the perfect compost. We started realizing that it was actually not only very doable, but also quite simple and incredibly effective. It was a great way to deal with would-be waste. We want to stop wasting our waste. Waste is actually a very important natural resource. All of those food scraps, all of that cardboard, if it's in the wrong place in the design, it's actually a pollutant and it builds methane in the landfill. Mm-hmm. And it takes, you know, petrochemicals to haul it out to the landfill. We wanted to be able to harvest that and see those things as an actual, a very important resource for our community. We wanted to be able to have the right to harvest our own waste and our own nutrients and grow food from that. We wanted to create a circular system instead of a linear waste system. I think it was 2022 that we were awarded a circular economy grant scheme from the Department of the Environment. And they gave us the money to hire on people with the Cork Urban Soil Project as project managers and gardeners and grant writers. Yeah. So for a year, we were able to collect data to show how much waste we could divert from My Goodness and how much compost we could make from that diverted waste. We wound up losing, I think I lost count after, you know, 20 tons of would-be waste was diverted and turned into 10 and a half tons of compost that we then use to grow food right here in the Marina Commercial Park for our company.
With the soil comes glorious fruit and veg that CUSP grows using zero waste measures to grow them, reusing materials in the area that otherwise would be wasted. There is no waste involved. The food waste makes the soil and the soil grows new food.
So it was not only with our food waste that we wanted to reclaim things that were seen as problems or pollutants or waste. We wanted every single aspect of the Cork Urban Soil Project to be made from would-be waste. So you can see here, we have about 20 raised beds that are 1.2 meters squared, and they're all made from pallets that were found from around the industrial park because they were just kind of littered around the place. And we saw that as an eyesore, but that eyesore is actually a valuable resource. It has a lot of uses. And anyone could build these. Everyone has pallets just kind of lying around. You see them all over the place. So these are a really simple square that was made. And then inside of that, you can see that there's a lining. It's kind of a white corrugate lining. Those are all election posters. There's always going to be a conversation on the radio about the election posters and do we need them or not? Well, of course we don't. And of course it's a big waste. Mm-hmm. However, it exists still. So we wanted to turn that problem into a solution, which is using those election posters as our lining for our garden beds. And they work quite well.
According to the Environmental Protection Agency, 25% of Irish food waste is produced by food businesses. So Virginia hopes that Cork will take the direction of sourcing more biodigesters, especially in the English market, to eliminate the waste.
I would love to see this in the English market. Now, our machine is quite small, but they make new ones that are 3 times the size of it. And even if we couldn't deal with all of the waste from the English market, we could deal with about 80% of the waste in the English market. And it would be incredible to have a green heart in Cork City Centre where we can produce valuable nutrient-dense compost from would-be waste. The potential is incredible. Not only is it a great way to grow food and a great way to create ambiance and to encourage pollinator plants and biodiversity in our city, but also it's an urban sponge. This compost can hold 2 times its weight in water. So I would love to see, I've had the best time working with the people who work with the Cork Urban Soil Project and people who are in the industry who are interested in trying to figure out a more ethical way to go about their business. Yeah. And if we only had a few, 4 or 5 within the city center, I'm sure that we could have a much better waste stream. Our tagline is also, if we can do it, anyone can. None of us are experts, and we're willing to do the hard work and figure it out. And we're willing to mess up sometimes and be very honest about it so you don't have to.